This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. We've been gone a whole 2 weeks. We're back with the Bachelorette. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Feels like we never left.
Seriously, and we're back to Palm Springs. It's a new favorite spot of the Bachelor Nation.
This season, we're going to get back to traveling. Should be exciting.
Did watch the little, you know, this season on The Bachelorette at the end. And at first, I thought, spending a lot of money to make this resort look like not this resort. And then I realized, oh, they actually traveled. So, okay, it's good to see.
Yeah, we don't have to recycle a lot of the same dates. Hopefully we can.
Many reasons to be thankful for the vaccine, but right at the top of the list is the Bachelorette gets to travel again.
I would think that's number one.
And listen, Michelle, I thought right off the top, she did a great job. Very excited that they picked her. As excited as I was about the potential of Katie's season and ultimately how it sort of was a bit of a letdown. Always in the future, I saw, okay, well, Michelle's coming. 2 hours in, we'll get into the specifics, but 2 hours in, I thought she handled herself really well.
Yeah, I thought she did great. The opening, she just seems like a wholesome person, you know, sitting down with her family and getting to see some of her students talk to her and that interaction. It just seems like going to be a really good season.
It was a little bizarre with her students and the questions. It's one thing just to show her as a teacher, because I don't know if you heard, she's a teacher. Did you know that she's a teacher?
Oh, really?
And she played basketball. Did you know that she played basketball and she's a teacher?
I didn't hear that.
But fine, show them with the kids, but then to be asking the questions like, how many boyfriends are you going to have? I'm like, in fifth grade, should you be talking about like, in 48 hours, you're going to be making out with like 12 different dudes?
That's true, but I still thought it was a good touch. It's just funny. I thought Caitlin and Tasia like just seemed more excited too. Like, I feel like the vibe was just, Katie was fine. Like, I didn't have any problem with Katie, but I don't know if you've seen like any memes going on about like money given towards like Katie's season versus Michelle's season, because there are a lot of memes out there. Her wardrobe and just everything, like, it's so much better for Michelle. Yeah, like I said, Katie was fine, but I think we're going to get a much better season out of Michelle.
Definitely from a dress perspective. I mean, both of the dresses that she wore, they seem like they weighed a million pounds, first of all.
Yes.
She was going up and down these stairs. I mean, if she had any sort of, I don't know where you would put it, but if she had any sort of step meter, she must have had like 30,000 steps, because she just kept going up and down and up and down.
Yeah, those dresses must weigh a ton.
Yeah, I was getting tired watching her have to go up the stairs again, because when she came to take one of the guys, I said, oh my God, you're going to take him upstairs? You're going to do those stairs again?
Why?
Like, oh, I don't even want to reach for my drink.
Sure. And she's wearing this. Has to be a closer place.
Seriously, she's wearing this 30-pound dress. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do these stairs again.
Yeah. Well,
there's a room in the back corner there that's 20 feet away, and you don't have to take a single step.
It was a lot. The whole vibe just seemed fresher, more exciting. Like, we're gonna have a good season. I'm hopeful for not a downer.
Let's keep it positive. And I think certainly Caitlin and Tasia are the right people for that. I'm still not sold on them overall as hosts, especially once we get past the intros, because I mm-hmm. still like them as the peanut gallery. But beyond that, I'm not so sure.
I mean, I like them. I think they're the right people for the support team, like as far as the lead goes. They're not hosts. Like, they've never hosted before. So it's kind of just they have to go off of their experiences and what they watch. It's not like they wanted to grow. Well, maybe they wanted to end up being hosts someday, and this was just like the perfect move, but they weren't trained as hosts.
This seems to be a little polarizing, but do we need them searching people's rooms?
You do if there's something to be found.
What are you actually going to find other than, obviously, this dude has some notepads, but But it sounds like he was already talking to other dudes sort of the same way Thomas was. So he was going to be exposed to some extent. It felt super creepy to me to have them rummaging through these guys' stuff.
It was, but I think it was because of Ryan and his what was to be found in his room, that folder. I think that's what prompted. I think if that wasn't there, then they would have just cut it altogether.
And I'm glad that it ended up finding what they found with Ryan. I'm glad that they got rid of him and that that was part of it. But I don't know. I'm watching them rummage through this stuff, and I felt weird about it.
So room raiders. On TV back in the day.
Super bizarre to me, that's all.
Yeah, not something that probably needs to happen again in the future.
You know, what are they going to do next? Are they going to, like, bring the dogs to be searching through things? Yeah. Like, they're DEA agents? Or like, oh, we're going to bring out the black light. Let's see what you were doing.
It's definitely going to happen.
Like you said, probably just so that they can root out Ryan early and not have this get drawn out like so many of these other guys who are clearly there with, okay, a plan, even though they all, it's funny, in the cocktail hour or whatever after the introductions, all of them were talking openly about rehearsed lines and I couldn't remember everything, you know, she made me forget my lines and stuff like that. Everybody goes in there with a plan. They just don't all have two binders full of material on it.
Yeah.
Or if they do, they don't bring it.
Everyone has something. You wouldn't go on a show like this 100% to find love. There's always going to be something in the back of your mind that you could go further than this. This could be a career for you. You could launch your music career, whatever it is. There's always something in somewhere in the back of your mind.
And we got not as many pre-tapes as I was expecting, but we got, you know, we got like what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, 6 of them, something along those lines. And then they mixed in the searching their room. So it was sort of like a half and half.
Yeah.
So we didn't get a ton of them. But then she meets her men. And I think we could have just skipped right to this portion. Just on the initial drive up, anybody catching your eye with their choices?
Yeah, a few. We had, of course, Ryan's ice cream truck, of course.
Which, if we didn't know everything else about him, great idea.
Yeah, like, that actually would have been, you know, a thoughtful, you know, and then after, like, in the cocktail party, like, you get to go back out and have some ice cream and talk, and that's the perfect, like, full circle date moment that you could pull in, but, you know, I don't think anyone thought it was a great move after what we heard in the beginning of the episode. I mean, a lot of cheesy things, like we always have, like dressed up as an apple, coming
Whoa,
in.
Whoa, don't do not just gloss over the dude the dressed as an apple.
The granny set?
Yeah. So Rodney had me just totally on tilt here because he shows up in the apple and I'd say, okay, that's clever. But then when he says he's a Granny Smith, I'm flipping out because I consider myself a bit of an apple connoisseur.
Okay.
So I think, I mean, that's basic knowledge, by the way. I'm not saying, oh, my God, I knew a Granny Smith was green. But so I'm just furious over an apple. And I can't believe, like, how does he not know that? But then when she corrects him and she starts naming all of these kinds of apples that I never even knew existed, all of a sudden, I went completely the other way and thought, okay, no, call yourself whatever apple you know. I don't, my whole life's a lie. I don't know anything about apples, clearly.
And why do you know so much about apples?
Well, I don't know anything about apples, but apparently, I need to introduce myself to all these different apples because she's saying things. I said, what are those? Are those drugs? I don't, like, is that something your pharmacist fills for you? I don't. Is that headache medicine? I don't know.
Yeah, she definitely brought the knowledge.
So that's, I like I said, went all the way with Rodney. It was awesome to, oh, you idiot, what do you know? To, oh my God, I'm with you there, dude. I know nothing about apples now. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
So that And I don't know about you, really appreciated the back-to-back firefighters.
Oh, yes. Genius editing.
Very rarely do we have bad things to say about The Bachelor producers, and this is why.
Yeah.
Because you talk this dude, Daniel, into, listen, we're gonna put you in your fire gear, and you're going to sort of just slowly go on this toy truck, and you're going to Flintstones it up to her. It's going to be great. It's so killer. And he's walking in like he just dominated game 7 of the NBA Finals, football or basketball reference, hello. And awesome. Couldn't be happier. And then you hear the sirens and you think, oh, man. Yeah. Thanks for setting me up for that guy. Because even Michelle, the first thing she said is like, oh, my God, I wonder how Daniel's feeling.
Yeah, it was funny when she was like, yeah, there's another firefighter there.
And she didn't rat him out. She didn't.
I know. I was worried. I was like, please don't go down in my book.
No, she just stuck it as, yeah, he had a fire truck, too. It's 6 inches tall, but it's a fire truck.
Yeah. It was nice of her. It was thoughtful.
Yes. Is anybody else here?
Oh, Rick was super. That was super creepy. The dinner tray one.
Head on a plate.
Yeah, I did not like that.
It was definitely serial killer vibes.
Yeah, and I think he stayed in it a little too long. And I know that you're supposed to kind of stay in your whatever your gimmick. Yeah,
like James in a box, you know. They tell you got to stick with the bit.
Yeah, you have to, and when you know Matt Munson and like all those costumes, like you kind of have to. They ask you to kind of keep it, or they tell you really to kind of stay in it until, you know, until the night is through. But that was just too much. I did not like that.
Mm.
That was creepy.
It was. I like the dedication. I don't like the getup. So I kind of wish it was something like James, where you're just sitting in a present, something that is more fun than creepy.
Yep.
Because I really kind of wish she said she almost did it. I kind of wish she like slammed it back down. Not to hurt the dude, but just because like, this is what you get.
Yeah. This is what you deserve.
Yeah. We're not playing the serial killer game. No heads on plates here.
And when they handed him a drink at the cocktail party, I was like, oh, wow, he's really going to go through with this.
And to her credit, as soon as he was pushed in for their one-on-one time, she said, yeah, okay, you can come out of that now. You've fulfilled your commitment to the bit.
No, really, please get out.
And what I'm guessing is going to be something we see all season, even though he was indoors, you know, being in the table, is the sweat was already starting. Sweat is going to be a major issue this season, because every single dude, no matter where they were, even the guys that weren't on the hot seat, and we had a few, sweating profusely.
Yeah.
And I understand they're in Palm Springs. That's what's going to happen. But that was the shocking part about watching, you know, whether it was Tayshia's season or even Katie's season, you have these guys outside in what should be super hot, and only a select few were like, oh, I'm really sweaty. Most of them looked like they were cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
Not this season. It looks like everybody is just constantly going to be like, I'm just walking in sweat all the time.
Everyone's going to be Tajwan.
I've woken up and I'm sweating again.
Yeah.
All the time. And I did like how they framed the finale of the entrances with Joe, who immediately, you know, he's from Minneapolis, and they gave us this great, he got the longest of the pre-cuts, you know, before the intros. And so I'm thinking, okay, they're clearly setting him up for this hero's edit. And then for her to say, I recognize you. Where do I know you from? And he completely ignores it. Well, you know, we're both from Minnesota. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Just like when I say I'm from New Jersey and someone says, hey, do you know so-and-so? Yes, we all know each other. All of us. Yeah. we're in the same club.
Everyone knows each other.
Yeah, very small area. It's fine. And then she places him, finally, saying, oh, wait, are you Joe Coleman or whatever your name is?
Have I slid into your DM? That's literally what she said.
And instead of answering her, he says, oh, we'll see.
Yeah.
So which is worse? Because then they end up having the conversation. And he says, yes, it was me. And giving the we'll see double snap type answer or ghosting her in the first place?
I think both equally.
Oh, okay.
I mean, ghosting in the first place, like that's just wrong always. Mostly. But I think just kind of brushing it off this whole first meeting, like, well, why did, like, just get into it. She's asking you right now, why are you just going to say, oh, we'll see. What if there you don't have that chance? And, like, you don't have that chance to talk during tonight. And she's like, no, you know what? I already had too many red flags about you. You're going home. And that's it. Like, she's asking you right now, you're standing in front of each other, during your entrances, like, answer the question.
Yeah, it just seemed bizarre. And when she finally sat down with him, and he clearly was not prepared to be pressed on it, because he seemed rushed in finding an answer when he said, like, because he thought it was just going to continue to be fun. And yeah. She very quickly said, well, I don't know if I want someone who's just going to ignore me. And, you know, because why now? Why is it different now? Similar to what we dealt with Blake and Katie. Now, obviously, that ended up working out. But yeah. That was the first question, is why now? Is it only because I'm the Bachelorette and I'm on TV? So you get to go on TV?
Not only that, but this Joe is, I mean, basically a nobody in Bachelor world. So to just come on, like, because you want to be on TV? Or did you really think that you messed up this time with Michelle and you want to try to get her back? And this is the only chance you have, because at the end of this, she could be engaged.
Yeah, so, exactly. And
I think it's a little bit of the latter.
I'm hoping that he was telling the truth in what he said, because obviously immediately, I mean, you go to, especially for everyone, but especially for Michelle, who is from right there, just like he is, you know, talking about George Floyd and all of the unrest that was going on right literally in their backyard. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it doesn't eventually come out that, oh, yeah, he was dating people and talking to other people at the time, because he was very clear, like, it wasn't you. It was all this was going on. I wasn't in a headspace to be with anyone, which I think we could all understand.
Right.
And I, like her, appreciated the fact that one of the first things he mentioned was, you know, being in therapy and getting the help he needed. So that would be pretty low. Like, that was your go-to to, like, get out of trouble when she presses you.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he proves this wrong and that he is. I mean, he seems like a good guy. Like,
he does.
We knew anything that happened. Like, he seemed like, you know, he was getting a good edit. Like, maybe he seemed like a good guy. So hopefully what he's saying is true. I don't know. I mean, could it just send a message and say, I'm going through a lot. I can't date right now, or I can't talk right now, and then stop responding, because at least you said, you know, I can't right now. I'm going through some things. But he didn't. He just ghosted. So,
and she was super clear about that. I'm not saying we needed to date, but it's as simple as that. Send me one message instead of just nothingness.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful that, you know, he's telling the truth and they can move past that. But at the same time, after finding this out, I have kind of like a weird vibe about him, but I don't know. Hopefully it he can prove me wrong and prove, you know, Michelle wrong.
Yeah, and I mean, was overall, was this the least amount of time in an episode that we've ever seen from the guys? I mean, you can say ever, but especially on opening night.
Oh yeah, I couldn't even believe the intros were already done. I'm like, did I miss something or? But no,
the speed that they, because they started out, you know, giving people some time, and I understand not everyone's going to be exciting, but then all of a sudden it's rapid pace, just basically show barely enough time to show their name on the screen. I mean, I'm pausing it, like, you know, if you're watching it like a normal person, you get to just watch it. But yeah. I'm here trying to take notes, and I think, whoa, hold on, pause. Wait, how do you spell that? Like,
yeah, we have a few of those.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't think I could name. I think I could probably name one or two.
And so not only do we don't get a lot of time with these guys at all, but then once they make it even the rest of the episode, and once again, we're still not getting much of them, but when we do, it's this chronic issue with this show of just not telling us who the hell anybody is.
I hate it. How are we supposed to know?
How is she supposed to know, let alone us? I mean, they're not wearing name tags. So God bless.
I don't know how they remember, like, I mean, I know they have their own producer and they have notes and whatever. I understand that. But still, just to have a conversation with somebody and know what, like, the second time you met them and ask, I don't know, how's your sister doing or something? like our in our last conversation, like, how, I'd be like, I don't even remember your face.
Yeah, it's just, it's are you new? So bizarre, and we say it every year, so I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I say, you know, you got to put the chyron with their, you know, name and where they're from, the whole, you know, whatever info you have on them. But this was the worst it's ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, there's full conversations going back and forth where they don't even bring it up once. Yeah. So now they're to the point where unless they're in the moment, and even then they didn't put them up every time, that's the only time they're putting names up. I mean, how am I supposed to?
Yeah.
Keep track of these yahoos if I can't even know who I'm talking about.
Exactly.
So that was weird. Then for the hosts to decide, okay, well, we're going to tell you now about Ryan. This is my next question for you. Was that the right time? Should they have told her before that? Should they have told her later? Should they have waited until the rose ceremony? Should they not have told her at all?
I think, I mean, before they probably had that, their one-on-one conversation, I think before that might have been a better time from when they did it. But at the same time, I thought it was going to be like next week or in 2 weeks. Like, I thought this was going to play out and be one of those lanes of drama that we get in the show. So I was actually surprised that it was already in episode one. But I mean, it probably should have been sooner than when they, unless they saw them doing, having their one-on-one and they saw her getting like having so much interest in him. And then they were like, all right, no, we have to tell her now. This is not going to end well. But I thought it would have been like next week or weeks following. Like, I'm surprised it was so soon.
Yeah, and I don't know that there's a good time, because clearly this is information that isn't going to be greeted warmly, nor should it be. But I think as soon as the intros were over, I think that should have been, maybe not as soon as the last guy walks inside, but before she walks in to greet any of the guys, I think they should have said, hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, let's pull you aside. By the way, this is what we found about Ryan. Instead of letting her go, have, you know, four or five one-on-one times and then interrupt her talking to someone and say, oh, we're just going to pull you aside here. By the way,
there's something we need to tell you.
There's this dude here that has, you know, a treasure trove of research. It just, it seemed like super bizarre timing. And maybe they were initially with you thinking, yeah, we're going to, this is the bomb we'll drop in week three or something.
Right.
And changed course real quick and thought, he's already telling other dudes that he's met for 5 minutes. So let's just,
yeah,
let's just cut bait now. Yeah. It was, so Ryan, great name. In this case, what did you take of his explanation of the notes?
I mean, he just said that because he got caught. But so I don't know if you heard, like, the little background on him at all. So, you know how he said he doesn't know anything about the show? Like,
I've only watched 2 hours.
Yeah. Okay, so he's from San Jose. So he, remember the Bachelor Live tour?
Yeah,
on
of course.
Stage? So he was San Jose's bachelor.
Ooh.
He was chosen as the bachelor for San Jose's date of that live tour going city from city to city. So he was pretty aware of what Bachelor Nation was, what the bachelor was, what the bachelorette was. So anything after hearing that and seeing that, anything he said just went against it. I was like, that's just a poor excuse for everything. If you really didn't know about the show and you wanted to talk to people who watched it, that's fine because you don't know what you're walking into. I don't know if you needed to like bring notes with like other past contestants' names on it, and who to emulate. But whatever he's saying, it doesn't just.
So it's interesting.
I don't believe anything.
Is that where Ben Higgins came in? Because I didn't even grasp why his name would be on any notes. Is that what it was for? Is like how to be like Ben Higgins, like be the Ben Higgins of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's. I mean, so he did know Ben Higgins from that show, that he did, but yeah, it showed like Mike Johnson's name and Jason's name. Somehow Blake was under people to emulate. Not sure.
I mean, I guess it depends which Blake.
It was Blake Horseman.
Yeah, Paradise. I don't know about Blake. That. Yeah, no, exactly. I you don't know. No.
Exactly. No. So yeah, those were the names that we caught on screen, and even Jason tweeted about it and was like, I'm not sure, like, it said like he's a normal guy and wasn't a standout, but like turned his life around or something. But yeah, it's just, I mean, after knowing that he was the bachelor for that show, he knew everything about the franchise. Like, you can't believe anything he says.
Yeah, that's fascinating because I didn't know any of that. And
yeah,
I didn't have an issue with him having notes per se. My issue, because here's the thing, we talk about this all the time. We rail on dudes and girls to some extent when they come on this show and they seem shocked about part of something that happens every season.
Like they're dating other people.
Yeah, and we scream about like, have you never seen the show before? This is not new. So I can understand if somebody nominates you and you've never really seen it. Yeah, okay, let's buy the story on face value, not knowing any of the other info. Like, yeah, my friends, wives, and girlfriends got me some, and now his story continued to change. But let's just say that's on the up and up, which it isn't. I can sort of get into that and say, yeah, go to the experts who would, if your friends watch the show, to know what you're walking into, basically. Mm-hmm. But why do you need to bring it with you? I think that's where, not knowing the other information, that's what just shocked me, is everybody's going to do some sort of recon, you know, especially if you know, which most of the time you do, who the bachelor or bachelorette is. Hey, I want to know a little bit about them. No problem. I guarantee you every dude that was there, all 30 guys, did some research on Michelle and what she liked. And I mean, not that you need to research about liking ice cream. Everybody likes ice cream.
Yeah.
But in general, like just knowing how to sound interested in someone being a teacher, which I didn't know you needed to do research on that.
Yeah.
But whatever, I get doing some basic research so you're not walking in blind. Mm-hmm. But don't bring it with you, dude. Not that you expect people to go through your bags, but you're going to be in some, even in COVID world, in some sort of closed quarters with other dudes.
Yeah.
I understand you don't have a phone to look at, so you don't have anything to reference.
Yeah.
Why? You can't memorize maybe 6 golden rules of how to act on the show?
You don't have to write people's names down. Like that's not... Yeah. You don't have to write, like, Mike Johnson has major swagger. Like, why put his name? Like, just say, you know, well, no, you shouldn't have anything, but...
To be fair, Mike Johnson does have major swagger.
Oh, 100%, but, like...
It wasn't incorrect.
Does that need to be in your notes, though? Like, if you don't have it, you don't have it.
It's like, okay... Mike Johnson, swagger. Gotta definitely underline, circle. That is definitely what I need to bring with me to Palm Springs so that I know. Let's be Mike Johnson. Well, let me tell you this.
Nothing else but that.
And this is something that I've said before, so let me say it on the show. Ryan, you are no Mike Johnson. Now, usually that's me saying it in the mirror to myself, but in this case, it's Weird Ryan, dude. And other Weird Ryan dude, but not me. You are not Mike Johnson. And I'm glad that he went away for so many reasons.
Yeah.
But forget about everything else. The biggest thing was when she made up her mind and he asked, what, 3 times, oh, can I change your mind? Or are you sure?
Like, what can I do?
Respect the girl. She said what she wanted.
Get out.
Thank you. That's all you needed to know. Bye-bye.
And why would you want to hang out after that? Like, that's going to be her perspective of you moving forward. Like, why would you even want to try to change her mind about things?
And like we said, he had already started talking to the other guys about, you know, his plan. And just clearly he is not someone who... Sort of like what we just saw with Brendan and Piper. You know, they had a plan, but then they screwed it up.
I didn't want to say Brendan's name, but
yeah, I know. I that's my fault. But they screwed it up by saying it out loud. You don't go around telling people what your plan is. This is not, you're not a Bond villain at the end of the movie explaining what you're about to do.
It's even if you think you're not, there's always going to be a camera or and a mic on you.
Well. Let's go from the worst, and I often hear this, the worst, and that's Ryan, to, in my mind, it seems obvious, and so sue me, but the best, who at least in this episode, and to me, that was Nate with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, he's got the first impression rose. Oh my God, you picked the person that had the first impression rose. Sure, but I think he got the first impression rose for a reason.
Yes. I agree. I'm a fan. The coming attractions don't look great for him, but
I'm hoping that's creative editing.
Yeah, me too.
Because I thought the same thing. I'm, you know, other than the earring, which I didn't dig that earring personally.
Yeah.
I'm just not a hanging earring type of guy, mm-hmm. but that's just me, to each his own. Other than the earring, I was all in. And then I saw that and I'm thinking, oh, I hope that's just a, you know, we've seen those edits before. Usually it's when people are bleeding though. And it's like, oh my God, what happened? And they're like, oh, I fell and stubbed my toe.
Ambulance.
Oh, okay. So I'm hoping it's just a stubbing toe situation where he's not really this dude putting on a show.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Because, like, he seemed like a legit dude who didn't come in with a rehearsed plan in his one-on-one, like everybody, not everybody else, I should say, but most everybody else.
Seems just, normal.
He did seem normal. And like I just said, we understand guys come and girls on the other show come in with what they're going to say and how they're going to act. But more than ever, to me, it just seemed like every one of these dudes was reading off of cue cards. It seemed so contrived. I just, other than Nate, honestly, and we didn't get much of Clayton. And so I'm assuming things go well with Clayton because we all assume he's going to be around for a while beyond this show. Mm-hmm. I just, everybody sort of seemed, I don't know, fake. I don't want to call them fake, but that just, no one seemed very genuine to me is the very long winded way of me saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. He would definitely be, he's definitely the front runner, I think, as of night one.
And it also is easy for us to go to that because the person that got the first impression rose, because that is the person other than Ryan that we saw the most of. Everything was just, or, and I guess you could say Rick, but clearly we are not putting him at the top.
Yeah.
It just, everything was, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Joe did get a lot of time. That's fair.
But he definitely wasn't getting the first impression rose.
No, you can't be talking about, yeah, you can't be talking about needing to protect my heart and then be like, I'm going to do it by giving you the first impression rose.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily saying, oh, the rest of the guys are going to be like that all year. I'm just saying that in these 2 hours, which we got 10 minutes of time that was dedicated to specific people, you know what I mean? Like the rest of it was just bits and pieces. Even when they did like the montage of one-on-one time she had, I couldn't tell you anybody she actually sat down and talked to because they were just, no, we're just going to chop this up real quick and move it along.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you anyone.
And so with that being said, you know, he gets the first impression rose, Nate, that is, Nate with a Y, which I dig, by the way. And I understand it's sort of a nickname because his name's a little bit longer, but Nate with a Y. A little bit longer.
He has four names.
I mean, don't we all? You don't have four names? I have four names.
I do not.
I can't shorten Ryan, but that's okay. And so he gets the first impression rose, which is the first kiss and the proverbial fireworks. Everything's great. So take the first impression rose out of the equation and then take the downside out of the equation. Is anybody else from that middle pack that you even remember or are keeping an eye on going forward?
Nope.
I
hope starting next week we can just, I mean, like you said, we say it every time, just we need names. Like I have no idea who these people are.
You know, and listen, I'm going to sort of break the golden rule, which you people here are listening, they're here for The Bachelorette, so I don't like crossing reality shows. But part of what American Idol did so well early on is you got to know everybody that was on the show. And one of the things that The Voice has never done well is you never get to know anybody that's on the show. And they, and whatever, they get their ratings, and I watch The Voice, it's great, it's fun.
Yep,
but you don't care, you don't really care about anyone that's on the show for 20 seasons because you never spend enough time with them.
Yeah.
And through 2 hours, I understand we've got plenty of time and they'll get to it. We say they're the best for a reason, so we'll get to know these guys. But from the outset, even Nate, who I thought was great, not trying to rhyme, is we didn't really even get to know a ton about him. And the rest of the guys, other than Ryan and a little bit about Joe, we didn't get to know anything about. I guess you know Clayton's mom is a special ed teacher, which is awesome, by the way. But even beyond that, we don't really know anything about him.
Nice edit in.
Yeah. And we're gonna need to know a lot about Clayton. So let's speed the process up there because after 2 hours, I really don't care about any of these guys.
Yeah.
Now I care about Michelle, and ultimately maybe that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But it's just,
yeah, I agree. There's no connection yet, buddy.
And I have confidence that Michelle will be strong enough that even if they continue to sort of lack on giving us enough information to care about who these dudes are, that she'll be able to carry it. Because, I mean, look at those arms. She can carry anything. She is
jacked.
Ripped. It is so incredible. And God bless, keep showing the abs, because I would do the same thing. Like my every shirt would have a cutout, right? Yeah. Because people are like, when I said, I'd never wear a shirt, like, well, you have to wear a shirt certain places. Okay, well, then I'll just cut it out right at the abs. Yeah, right at the abs. And
my crop top.
Even if the middle part has to stay, I would just cut out the sides and be like, well, you can just see each pack on each side. There you go. And so God bless. I'm glad that she got her glow up. Not that she really needed one, but a little bit of a glow up from last time we saw her. And so she can carry this show. Quite literally, not even just figuratively.
Yes.
So I am, despite knowing next to nothing about any of these dudes, I have a lot of hope about what this season is going to bring us.
Yes, me too. I'm excited.
And I did watch the, you know, this season preview. And what also gave me hope was that even the drama didn't seem to be that enveloping of the whole thing. Like, if you remember Matt's season, when they did this season, literally the whole 3.5 minutes was nothing. Yeah, well, exactly. And the reason was because everything that happened in that season was just drama or a downer. And it was one thing, bullying. Like, it was one thing after another that just wasn't fun to watch, plain and simple. And it's not Matt's fault. It's just the hand he was dealt. I'm hopeful because in this preview, listen, they made Nate, maybe he's a player, maybe he's this, but it was cut up so much that I'm like, well, maybe most of this is actually just going to be a fun season with normal bachelor style dates that we've become so accustomed to pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is just going to be a good season.
Yeah. We can only hope.
And we're back at it again. I think we're back to just normal 2-hour episodes every week. Yeah.
Yep. Until we're told otherwise.
Wonderful. Well, we'll be back again next week with Michelle. But is there anything non-Michelle related that we need to get to?
Just a couple things. Tia did like a social media reveal of her new boyfriend. After Paradise, he's not from Bachelor Nation, so, but they seem very much in love with each other.
Yeah, when I saw her Instagram post and I clicked on his profile, I was like, well, I don't recognize him. Why don't I recognize him? This isn't, because he's not from, how dare you?
Yeah. How dare you date outside the nation?
It's not allowed.
So yeah, she finally found someone that was not Taddy Daddy or or anyone
making
else
better
like that.
Decisions. I like it.
Or Aaron. And then there's the story that, well, Noah and Abigail have been out a lot, especially with Becca and Thomas.
Oh my God, everywhere.
They've been doing a lot of double dates with Becca and Thomas, and they've just been everywhere. But there was this story. It was funny, but not funny, but he crashed his car into his house while he was kissing Abigail while driving into his driveway, which was, that was an interesting story.
So do we think that he just had his foot on the brake and let go of it, or while they were kissing, accidentally put it in drive, which I don't even know how that would happen. Like, that's hard to even...
Yeah, I would say picked up his feet. I would assume. I don't know.
Only Noah. Only Noah.
Yeah, seriously. And then Maddie Pruitt came out with her new book about her life so far, even though she's like 23.
I was going to say, a memoir at 23. God bless.
It's called Made for This Moment, and it obviously details the whole Peter.
Oh, Sweet Nums is going to have a lot to say about that.
Yeah, and Sweet Nums. Oh my God, I hate that. And but she had a launch party, and really anyone who is anyone from Bachelor Nation was there to support her. So it was full of Bachelor Nation members.
Was Peter then?
No. Uh-huh. He was in Boston yesterday, though.
Hey.
Kept better tabs and went to go find them, but I didn't. and that was about it.
Well, I mean,
I'll probably read the book at some point, just because.
I mean, I can only imagine what she has to write about Sweet Nums, who, if you don't know, is Peter's mother, because that whole train wreck, I know we talk about wanting things to be good and positive and all that. That train wreck was some of the best television you'll ever see in your life, as bad as it was. Just
that was crazy.
I know they try to script a lot of things on this show. You couldn't have scripted that if tried. Just, I mean, it was awful for her to for his mother to act that way, and we talked about that at the time. But oh,
yeah,
chef's kiss as far as drama goes. Just
that was not scripted.
Oh, so good.
I'll probably read the book, but I'll only read the Bachelor section because I don't care about the other stuff.
You don't want to know about her high school basketball career?
No.
Oh,
I hear enough on TikTok just dribbling, so.
Well, there you go. So, listen, we're going to keep following the season as we go at Bachelor Podcast across all socials. Katie, thank you as always.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.